News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you ever find yourself sort of getting outside the range of our, you know, overly broad AM/FM capabilities here at WVNN, which pretty much means you have to be out of South Tennessee, most of North Alabama, then just know this. You can go anywhere in the world. You can go to the World Wide Web, and you can pick up and Copper, by the way, tell that caller that's not going to work. Thank you so much. We appreciate the call, but we've got to finish up a segment that we're in right now, and that's not even a topic that we're on. So thank you very much. We'll be glad to take that at another time or when we have an open call. But right now, I got to stick with what I got. But what I was about to say there before I had to jump in there and save Copper from a extended discussion with a caller is the bottom line is this: rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org. That's our website. Rightsideradio.org. You can find out all the stuff about our show. You can find out. You can find the things that Copper and I have written. You can do our podcasting. But the other thing you can always do is listen live. So no matter where you are in the world, you can listen to us. I like to always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So that's it. Rightsideradio.org. You can definitely do that. All right, we're going to be spending some time talking about election integrity. This is the biggest topic in the world right now. Oh, Phil, please. Well, okay, maybe that was an overgeneralization, but let's put it this way. Election integrity matters. People get asked all the time, or ask me too all the time, what do you think? Did Biden really win the election? I think Biden should always have an asterisk by his name. Is Biden the president? Yes. Did the election go the way it was supposed to? Absolutely not. And don't try and tell me it did. Oh, that's been debunked. Shut up. It has not. I'm going to read you some new stuff that came out recently, but don't try and tell me that at the last minute, despite constitutional grounds that mandate that only the state legislatures can adjust the state election laws, that we weren't seeing the gerrymandering of state election laws by non-legislators. We had secretaries of state and governors and even mayors at times issuing their own proclamations about how to handle voting. That is not their purview under the law. We had strange things happening, like ballot boxes that were already opened or ballots that weren't counted or ballots that just showed up out of the blue that no one expected to see because they weren't there a few minutes ago. Or for that matter, recent study shows that we had a huge, huge amount of what they call overcounting in certain areas. I'll tell you about that in a minute. The other thing, though, that brings it to the forefront of Alabama politics is the fact that, of course, we just saw just in the last, 10 days, that Mo Brooks lost the coveted endorsement from President Donald Trump. President Donald Trump, of course, who was the biggest victim of electioneering in the last election cycle. His candidacy was strong. You could tell by the campaigns. You could sense it in the air. There was no momentum behind Joe Biden. If anything, there was a momentum behind anti-Trump. But the main momentum was really behind Trump. You could see it. You could see it in the rallies. You could see it in the fervor. You could see it in the excitement. You couldn't see anything like that from the Biden camp. How does somebody win sitting most of the time in their basement and then going to very carefully staged rallies where people sit in their cars and honk their horns when they like something you said from afar? It just doesn't ring true. Nonetheless, President Biden is President Biden. And President Trump is now former President Trump. And we cannot let ourselves get back to a position again where we walk into the next election not having addressed these issues. And if you say we shouldn't address them, then you're already part of the problem. In Alabama, I would also point out that we didn't gerrymander our election processes, that we already had, because we passed it when I was there, we already had voter ID requirements, that we already had certain they purged the polls to get rid of names of people who are dead or who have felony convictions and can't vote. Literally, all said and done, we had voter rolls that were clean. We had voter ID requirements, and we didn't do a whole bunch of drive-by stuff. We didn't do massive amounts of changes to our voting procedures. And guess what? We still had, even in the middle of the pandemic that scared some states into oblivion, we still had record turnouts that day at the polls. You heard it before on the show. If you've listened, Secretary of State John Merrill was on here and said that we had absolutely record turnouts at the polls in a pandemic with voter ID, and we had our results in that night. That night! We didn't do this, well, we're going to keep seeing if more ballot boxes are under that table over there and count them for the next 60 days. None of that. We got our results in Alabama because we care about the way elections run. Other states were jacked up, crooked as a jack's hind leg. And that's got to be addressed. Well, coming up next, what you'll also hear me talk about is the fact that election integrity is allegedly why, and I say allegedly because there's some reason to believe it was more along the line of the polls. But so far, the reason for Mo Brooks losing the endorsement of President Trump is allegedly because, solely allegedly because, he didn't think that Mo Brooks cared enough about election integrity. And so that being said, now we have very active campaigning on the question of election integrity from both Katie Britt and Mike Durant as they seek the endorsement of President Trump. I've got some commentary from Mike Durant that we'll play here for you in just a minute, along with other things that are breaking out there in the news cycles, not the least of which is the fact that Arizona just today announced that the governor, Governor Ducey, will be signing something into law that's going to be different than every state with regards to election integrity. Oh, yeah, this is a big deal, and it continues to unfold before our very eyes. And 2022 is coming, and we cannot be in the same place we were in 2020. Regardless of who wins, it needs to be a clean win. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, Copper, you got clip one. You good to go on that? Clip, okay, you're taking a call. Yes, clip one, if you don't mind. Copper, let's do this. So this is clip one. This is, by the way, Mike Durant recently appearing on Capital Journal, which airs on Alabama Public Television. I've been on there multiple times. Good show. Todd Stacey, who runs Alabama Daily News, now hosts it. And in the course of this conversation, Todd Stacey, who I think leans a little bit towards Never Trump, got very pointed with Mr. Durant regarding his thoughts on the election. There's one quick short segment. Let me play you that to start us off. Go ahead, clip one, Copper.
Is, if not at the top of the list, very near the top of the list, because the things that happened in 2020 cannot happen again. We were robbed of what I believe should have been, you know, President Trump's second term, and we can't let that happen again. So we've got to fix that.
So that sets the stage. And listen, I'll be honest with you, he's not wrong. It's like I said a moment ago, we can't be in that position again. Election integrity ranks high, if not the highest, because if your elections aren't pure and sacred, then everything after that is suspect. It's almost like saying, well, I believe everything in the Bible except for the very first verse, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. If you don't believe that one verse, the rest of it's all suspect. If your elections don't have integrity, then everything that comes out of them is suspect. If the elections aren't clear, concise, and operating accordingly, then everything that stems from them can be questioned, to include the leadership, and it creates distrust, it creates misgivings, it creates any number of follow-on issues, it creates issues with creation of policy, it creates polarization in Congress. It's literally about doing it right. Not who wins, it's doing it right. All right, so Copper, is that a caller that wants to come on? What's going on there?
No, he didn't want to come on air, but he wanted to share a quote that it's not who votes that matters, but who counts the votes.
Okay, that's important. I would say it's also how they count the votes.
True.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Exactly. You know what? We're not talking about whether more Democrats, Republicans, or independents, or Green Party candidates, or whatever, got their people to the polls. What we're talking about is where the polls run correctly. How did they come together? Well, here's a storyline for you. Breaking news today, sitting up on Fox's website right now, right before I went on the air, I thought, well, I guess my subject is timely for today because look at this. Arizona will require voters to prove citizenship and residency, angering some activists. You know what? If you get angry at that, then you're automatically part of the problem, in my opinion. And here's the subline from Governor Ducey. His quote, election integrity means counting every lawful vote and prohibiting any attempt to illegally cast a vote. Yep, that about describes it. So here's the bottom line. Arizona residents, according to this story, are now going to need to show proof of citizenship in order to vote in a presidential election, sparking anger from some activists. What the heck are they angry about? Now, keep in mind, we've already seen up in New York City, the city council passing a resolution to allow non-residents to vote in city elections. What the heck? So what they're saying is, ship them in, bring them in from Jersey and, you know, Dover on the shores and bring them in from upstate, bring them in by busload, make them vote. Okay, we got all the ones we need. Good. Well, that's where, if you're angry because you have to show a proof of citizenship to vote, something's wrong with your thought processes. The bill that he's going to sign, Governor Ducey just announced, the bill that he'll be signing next week, I believe, requires voters in presidential elections to show proof of citizenship, including by providing a driver's license or a tribal ID number or a copy of a birth certificate, passport, or naturalization documents. It also requires newly registered voters to show proof of an address that they are indeed an Arizona resident. That's just fine with me. Story off of ABC News. Dated just, when was this? This is actually about 60 days old. But it's a poll that came out, ABC News. And by the way, the thing that really got me, was how skewed they were in this particular. The results were not skewed, per se. I can't say that they were. It's the way they skewed the story. So America, here's how it opens. Poll shows America's faith in election integrity drops. You think? All right. The results of the poll were this. Democrats, 30% of Democrats say they're very confident. Only 30% of Democrats. Independents, only 20% are very confident in the nation's elections. Republicans, only 13% are very confident. With a considerable majority of Republicans, 59%, having little faith in the system. Okay. Now, I believe that Alabama's system is tight. I believe that Arizona's system was not. I believe Georgia had lots of problems. I think that Massachusetts, where were the others? Some of the other hot-button states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, it got freaky in some of those places. Well, here's the way they skewed this, though. They opened the article by saying, America's faith in the integrity of the election system remains shaken by the events of January 6th. January 6th has nothing to do with the election process. January 6th was basically fueling the sentiments of the day that were resulting from the election 2 months prior. So 2 months prior, a thing happened, but they can't help themselves. They've got to blame the election integrity confidence upon January 6th. No, it wasn't. It was on the election day. It was the election processes that create the lack of integrity. All right, here's the deal. And while earlier data reported by ABC Ipsos found that a large share of Republicans felt that Joe Biden's election was not legitimate, alongside feelings that those present at the Capitol on January 6th may have been tempted to... They can't help themselves. They can't do it. And they go on to talk about Donald Trump's continuous false claim that the November general election was stolen from him. Well, I got news. It was a jacked up election. Why do you think we're seeing states enacting legislation to make sure they're never embarrassed the way they were embarrassed this time? Okay, here's a more recent story. Washington Examiner, dated 2 days ago. New report. You ready for this? Brace yourself. New report. 255,000 excess votes for Biden in six key 2020 states. What? Okay, here's the deal. Washington Examiner reports that a new deep dive into discrepancies in the ballot counts of these six battleground states, the ones I mentioned a moment ago, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, that a new deep dive into their discrepancies indicates that upwards of 250,000 or 55,000 excess votes showed up for President Joe Biden and maybe far more. It was an independent, peer-reviewed study for the journal called Public Choice by an economist named John Lott. Now, I don't know John Lott. I don't know anything about him. I may find out later on that he's a wingding, but the reality is this. Apparently, it's a peer-reviewed study, and he did a deep dive on the issues. He did not come back, you know, with wild hair and screaming for, you know, insurrection. He literally just says, you know what? This is messed up. And he said in a statistical study that he provided to Real Clear Politics, he said that Biden only carried the states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, only carried them by a total of 313,000 votes, excluding Michigan. The gap was 159,000. So you can imagine what the Electoral College would have looked like if these findings are accurate. Lott, the guy who I'm talking about, who runs the Crime Prevention Research Center, said his report was not meant in any way to overturn the 2020 election. He's not using it that way. But it is necessary to use it to reinforce the need for changes to voter ID, absentee voting, and provisional ballots. All right. He went on to also say what he found was that there was major differences, questions of fraud. There were unexplained votes. There were vast differences in absentee voting. And there were other problems such as bloated voter lists and felons who were allowed to vote illegally. He says in Fulton County, Georgia, 2,423 voters were not listed on the state's records as even being registered. And 2,560 felons voted even though they had not completed their sentences. I mean, if he's finding these as real deal, this is not like, well, I just feel like it wasn't right. The numbers changed after 2 in the morning. He's not saying that. He's saying in a review of the evidence, the empirical studies indicate that these things did occur. And it goes on from there. That's a story on Washington Examiner. You might want to check that out. But it's an issue here in Alabama. Attorney General Steve Marshall. Here's a story off of our own WHNT, Channel 19. Dated March 24th, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall testified on Capitol Hill Thursday in the confirmation hearings of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. And he did. And he went up there. And in testifying, here's the odd thing. And by the way, he testified because not only is he known around the nation as a conservative Republican attorney general, but he's also somebody who is known as the, I believe he's the current president or chairman of the Republican Attorney General's Association of the United States. So he's a leader among attorney generals in that regard. So he was asked to come testify. He gave his remarks regarding Judge Jackson and whether she should be confirmed to the Supreme Court. In the course of doing it, lo and behold, he winds up getting questioned about what? He winds up getting questioned about election integrity. Why? Well, Yellowhammer News asked that same question the next day. Headline of the article, why is AG Steve Marshall being asked about the election at a Supreme Court confirmation hearing? And it's a great question. U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island, decided to use Marshall's testimony as an opportunity to drive a different narrative. But it says the AG held his ground. So here's the bottom line, though, is that USA Today had this story. They did. Our own attorney general. See, election integrity, folks, it's still on everybody's mind. They're even in the middle of confirmation hearings about whether or not we should have Ketanji Brown Jackson, a very liberal jurist, take a seat forever and a day for life or good cause on the Supreme Court of the United States. In the middle of that, Democrats can't help themselves. They want to ask about elections. Do you think that President Biden is actually the duly elected and lawfully serving president of the country? Asked Sheldon Whitehouse. Well, he didn't go for the bait. Steve Marshall didn't say, oh, I think he's the duly elected president. He didn't go for it. What's happening here is that there's allegations by the January 6th Commission that there were, in some way, robocalls that went out from the Republican Attorney General's Association, of which Steve Marshall is the head, urging people to protest at the U.S. Capitol. Nothing about the robocalls, if indeed they were out, was ever designed to tell people to break the laws or to do things that were in violation of any sovereignty of the U.S. Capitol. And there was certainly never a call for insurrection, which they still try to say happened. But what you did have, though, was yesterday or the day before, in the middle of all of it about Ketanji Brown Jackson, last week, I'm sorry. Next thing you know, the story switches and it's all about election integrity. Well, I'm going to come back from this next break. We're going to take that now. And I got an extended clip from Mike Durant where he talks about this, why he believes we have to review this, why we have to assess this, why we can never let this happen again. So, folks, I'm just telling you, as we move towards this primary, as we head towards the midterms, Alabama may have some tight laws. I helped pass some of them that deal with our election integrity. But nationwide, We got work to do, and it matters. And one of the reasons why I'm praying that we get a flip of the House and the Senate is because then we can begin to drive the train. We can move things forward, and we can see election integrity be at the forefront. Because if you don't know that the votes counted, you question everything after that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Yeah, so we're talking about election integrity, number one on the Triple Dipper today. Election integrity is real, and you know why I know it's real? Because liberals don't want you to talk about it. Story right here I got off of Yahoo News, dated just a couple of days ago. Yahoo reports that YouTube removed Trump's speech and other CPAC videos for violating their election integrity policies. Really? So you can give a speech and the libs don't want you to have your speech known by others. It says YouTube removed videos from the CPAC conservative conference featuring former President Donald Trump and a number of other GOP lawmakers. So there's a bunch of speeches. Because they violated the service's election integrity policy. Ivy Choi, who is YouTube's policy communications manager, spoke with The Hill magazine, being quoted here in the Yahoo News section, says, "We removed content from the CPAC channel for violating our election integrity policies. Our policies apply to everyone, blah, 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 blah." Congressman Andy Biggs claimed in a Twitter post the conference was only told its videos had been flagged for misinformation and no details were provided. Said, "We appealed. We recently learned that all of our appeals have been rejected, he wrote. Matt Schlapp, who is the chairman of the American Conservative Union, he told the Washington Examiner he only realized the extent the videos had been removed after he noticed that Mr. Trump's speech was missing. In other words, they didn't bother really notifying. They just did it. Oh, gosh, we can't have them talk about election integrity. Well, they're saying things like, you know, the election wasn't secure, or the election wasn't well run, or the election had a lot of gerrymandering, or the election had a lot of questionable practices, or whatever. You can't say that. So, yeah, here's the bottom line. The company's guidelines, according to the latter part of this article, prohibit misleading or deceptive content. With serious risk of egregious harm. And includes certain types of misinformation that can cause real-world harm, like certain types of technically manipulated content and content interfering with democratic processes. Well, how about if you're pointing out where the democratic processes were ate up like a soup sandwich? Wow. Okay. Copper, you got, if we have time now, I just rambled. But clip two, Copper. You good to go on that? Yeah. Let's go ahead and see if we can play Mike Durant on a little more details on election integrity.
You're passionate about.
I want to ask you about that election fraud you're saying, because you've used this word a couple of times. You say Trump was robbed. Well, that could mean different things. It could mean like, well, I was robbed of my strikeout. You know, they got robbed in the tournament. Or do you mean that he was literally, like the election was literally stolen from him?
So, I mean, there was an injustice, I guess, because I agree with you. I mean, it's somewhat, there are some semantics here. But the bottom line is, I don't think Joe Biden won the election. And the reason
I was about to say, what are you basing that on?
Well, changing the rules. When you suddenly make voting by mail easier than showing up in person, I mean, that just begs for fraud. I mean, you can't deny that. That's why most voters on both sides believe that voter ID is appropriate, because we want everyone to be able to vote, but they're supposed to be a legal citizen to vote. And if you can't identify who's voting, or you don't even know that they are the ones who filled out the ballot, how could you possibly argue that that is a valid vote? So, you know, that's the easiest one. You know, in Pennsylvania, they extended the due date. You know, just all these things, changing the rules to basically help Joe Biden. And then the final one that's come out just in the last few days is Hunter Biden's laptop. That came out before the election. People who voted for Joe Biden, the report that I read, 17% said they would have changed their vote if they'd have thought that that whole story was real.
About
and
that,
it got buried.
He's right.
And now
he's right. Go ahead, stop it there, Copper. He's right. He's right. Every one of those things happened, and a whole lot more. Truth be told, folks, we've got to get down to the point that we show that we care about the integrity of our elections. That state legislatures need to do what the Constitution enacts them the opportunity to do, which is guide and direct and legislate their state laws on it. Secretaries of state and governors and mayors have no authority to change election laws, and we can never be in that position again. Never be in that position ever again. All right, we're going to go to the next thing on my list, which is Copper's Corner. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.